What are they calling it, Quantrell, like a grade one, grade two? Have they labeled it for you?
No, I mean, you know, I just know that it's a sprain. You know, like I said, it's a pretty good sprain. You know, I always say if I can't get up and I can't walk off on my own, then, you know, it's pretty bad. But for right now, you know, just from yesterday to today, from today, you know, it feels 10 times better. And just rehabbing and, you know, doing all the treatments as necessary and just, you know, trying to just, you know, push my way back.
When do you think you can get back?
As soon as possible. You know, there's no time frame at this moment, but as soon as possible. You know, I'm a hard worker, on the field, off the field. You know, I'm not a fan of injuries. I really hate to even speak about this, but, you know, it happens in this game. So I'm just going to do the best I can, you know, try to get out there, you know, before preseason's over with and just take it as one day at a time.
Have you faced the possibility that you might not be ready for the opener?
Oh, no. No, I'm gonna do whatever it takes to make sure that, you know, that's not even a possibility. Mm-hmm. So, you know, treatment 2 times a day, 3 times a day, 4 times a day, you know, whatever it takes, and I'm gonna do it.
And Charles, just to kind of be clear, they didn't tell you if it was a high ankle sprain or a low.
Oh, it's not a high ankle sprain. Yeah, that's for sure. I've had a high ankle sprain before, and, you know, it's no similarities at all. Thank God.
Quantrell, Perry called you the glue of this defense and part of the building block, the mortar that holds the foundation together, that kind of thing. To know your value to this team, will you have that in mind every time you're rehabbing, every time you think about getting ready specifically for that Dallas game?
Absolutely. You know, like I said, you know, I hate, you know, missing even the practice, you know, being out there with my teammates, with my brothers, you know, and, you know, this is very hard for me to accept, but at the same time, I have to be smart about it. And I mean, I'm going to push myself just because that's just who I am. You know, I push myself with everything that I do. And I'm trying to try to get out there with those guys as soon as possible.
Did you think it was something worse initially, right when you landed?
To be honest with you, I really didn't know what to expect. I'm not the kind of guy that likes to lay on the field, you know, no matter what the injury is. So like I say, you know, I try to get up and walk off, but, you know, I just couldn't bear. You know, I couldn't bear to do it. And did I think it was worse? Possibly. You know, just because I heard, you know, a couple, like, popping sounds, you know, on my ankle. But I think it was just probably my ankle just rolling and just cracking. And, you know, just thank God, you know, it's nothing too severe. You know, nothing that I can't work through, you know, with just a little bit of time and hard work.
What do your strength coaches always say that you're never too injured to train in some way. Are you training also to get ready for the season, other parts of your body that aren't affected by the
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I started that last night, you know, on my own, doing push-ups, you know, doing leg raises, things of that nature. Because, you know, the way I see it, you know, I'm never out of the fight. You know, I may not be able to run, but I can definitely do other things. So I definitely take that into consideration and try to do all things that are possible.
So you're doing training two ways, really, rehabbing and you're training for the season
right.
At the same time.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Interesting thing that you guys have to go through.
Yeah, you know, you have to train your mind also. You know, pay attention to meetings. The first thing I did when I got home last night was I got my iPad and I watched the practice. You know, just seeing how the guys look, you know, seeing how they held down practice. And, you know, just going through the calls, going through the formations, going through the reads, and, you know, just being a veteran. You know, it's all part of learning. You know, you're never too old to learn. You're never too young to learn. And, you know, I'm just learning consistently, just trying to do what I can.
I heard you were back in front of the group today talking about practice and all that.
What's that?
I heard you were back in front of the DBs today talking about whatever.
I mean, you know, it all starts in practice. You know, that's why I say, you know, I'm not a fan of injuries. No, obviously, you know, injuries are going to occur in this game. I've never been a fan of injuries and not a fan of it now, you know, even if it's myself. But, you know, those guys are going to hold it down. You know, I have no doubt about that. All those guys are professional. They're leaders. And yesterday at practice, to me, it seemed like they did a great job. And, you know, they're going to continue. And when I get back, you know, we're just going to continue to pick up the pace.